Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murali of the 6th of August 1970. Take support of the body when you wish and leave the support when you wish. Are you having the experience that you have stabilized yourself in the Avyakt stage and are observing everything with the support of the Vyakt form, that is, the corporeal form? Just as you enter a physical place, in the same way, do you experience yourself carrying out your task, having entered a physical body? Do you have the experience that you enter it when you wish and become detached from it when you wish? Do you have the experience of adopting it in 1 second and shedding it in 1 second? Just as you can take other physical things when you want and leave them when you want, in the same way, is the practice of shedding the awareness of this body and becoming soul conscious just as easy? Have you become the creators who can take the support of the creation when you wish and leave the support of the creation when you wish? Have you become free from bondage to such extent that you become detached when you want and loving when you want? This body is also a bondage, and the body ties you in its bondage. If you become free from the bondage of the body, it will not create any bondages. However, you can take its support whenever you want, considering it to be a support for a particular task. Do you continue to have such a practice? How long does it take to renounce the consciousness of the body, that is, to become detached from it? Does it take 1 second? Does it always take 1 second? Or does it sometimes take a long time, and sometimes less? Sometimes it takes less time, and sometimes it takes more. This shows that you have not yet become free from all the bondages. To the extent that you are free from bondages, accordingly you will remain yogyukt. And to the extent that you are yogyukt, accordingly, you will claim a high status in the life of liberation. If you are not free from bondages, you are not yogyukt either. Would such a soul be called a master, almighty, authority? It is easy to finish attachment with the bodily relations and physical things, but it is a question of effort to become free from the consciousness of the body. What bondage still remains? Just this, to become free from the consciousness of the body. You now have to practice coming into the Avyakt stage, when you wish, with great force. You should consider it to be the same as when Baba is speaking, having taken the support like now. In the same way, we are performing action having taken support of the body. You have to be loved according to your stage of being detached. The more you progress in becoming detached, the more you will progress in being loved by the world. In order to be loved by all, you first have to become detached. Even whilst doing service, whilst creating thoughts, you yourself should feel, and others should also have the feeling, that you are detached and extremely loved. The more you yourself are detached, the more you will be able to make others loved by the Father. What is the form of success in service? Many ideas were given by the children. Baba continued, The form of success in service is that you will be able to make all souls have love for the Father. Be cooperative in Father's task and make those souls powerful in their effort. This is the form of success in service. These three qualifications should be visible in all the souls you serve. If even one of these three is missing, there is a lack of success in service. What is the one main thing you have to pay attention to so that it is inculcated in your actions and through which you can bring this form of success into a practical form? What is that aspect? It is very easy. You pay attention to and imbibe that which is difficult, and you leave aside the easy thing and imbibe it later. Do you know this? You think that it is not a big thing and that it will happen. But then, what happens? Whilst saying, "It will happen, it will happen," you no longer pay any attention to it. This is why you are not able to imbibe it. So what is that one aspect? If you imbibe that one aspect, you can become the embodiment of success. That is, to become a detached observer. That is right. Today, Bap Dada has come to tie you with the Rakhi of the stage of being a detached observer. If the Rakhi of being a detached observer, that is Sakhi, remains constantly tied, there will be success in service very quickly. A task that at present takes 1 month will not even take 1 hour. You have to tie this Rakhi of being a detached observer. You tie the Rakhi of purity on others. But today, Bap Dada is tying the Rakhi of being a detached observer on you. The more you remain a detached observer, the more you will become an image that grants vision in a practical form. Because of not being a detached observer to a great extent, you become an image that grants visions in reality to a less extent. This is why you have to practice this. What practice? To take support in one moment and to become detached in the next. To increase this practice means to bring time and perfection close. So what effort do you have to make now? You have to bring the time and perfection close. And you have to pay special attention to one thing. In order to keep your record good, you must give regard to everyone. The more you give regard to everyone, the more you are able to keep your record good. To give regard to others means to create your record. If you give less regard, you are putting a weakness in your record. This is why there is a need for this main aspect. Do you understand? Just as to become a helper in the yajna means to receive help, in the same way, to give regard means to receive regard. You give regard in order to receive it. When you give it once, you claim the right of receiving it many times. It is said, give love to the younger ones and regard to the older ones. However, to give regard to everyone, considering them to be elders, is the method of receiving love from everyone. This is something that is worth paying special attention to. You must give regard to others in every aspect. You first. You must bring about this attitude in your drishti, words, and actions. The more you say, "You first," the more you will be able to become equal to the Father of the world. What is the meaning of being equal to the Father of the world? Firstly, it is to become equal to the Father of the world now, and secondly, when you become the world rulers, you will be called the Father of the world. The world ruler is the Father of the world. So, you will become the Father of the world, and you will also become equal to the Father of the world. Through which aspect? By saying, "You first." Do you understand? By being humble, you will be able to become a practical example. You will be able to renew the world. Do you understand? In order to imbibe such a stage, you have to tie the rakhi of the stage of a detached observer. When you return from here, having tied the rakhi of being a detached observer, the service of rakhi will be done successfully. Do you understand? Bap Dada, on meeting a group. Are you holding a conference? What is the meaning of a conference? A meeting of all souls. Whom will you make all the souls meet? The Father. What is the time for now? The time for perfection is to come close. According to the present time, success is already fixed. Just as you were inspired to make effort for the namesake a kalpa ago. It isn't that you make effort today and you will receive the attainment of that sometime in the future. No, you make effort now and you receive the attainment now. Are you making such effort? When you yourselves become the embodiment of attainment, you will be able to make many souls attain something. If you yourselves are not the embodiment of attainment, how will you be able to make other souls attain something? If you do not enable them to attain something now, when will you do it? You were told that you must finish the word sometime. You should say now in every aspect. You have to bring about such a transformation in your words, thoughts, and actions. You must not have it in your thoughts that you will do it at some time or that it will happen at some point. No. I will do it now. It will happen now. You have to bring about this transformation. Only then there will be success in service. If you yourself say, "It will happen at some point," your subjects will also say, "It seemed very nice, we will do it at some point." Or, "It will happen at some point." Those who leave everything for another time are the subjects of the later period. Now, you have to create the subjects of the first period. In order to create subjects of the first period, you will have to renounce being delicate. Renounce moving along with delicacy, that is, Nas, and continue to move along whilst understanding the significance, that is, Raz. Carelessness is being delicate. The more you remain Rasyukt, that is, the one who understands the significance of everything, the more the nature of being delicate will be removed. Do you maintain the one form of spirituality all the time? Instead of changing your form, you have to shed the consciousness of the body. You have to maintain this practice. If you have the practice of shedding the awareness of your body, you will be able to renounce changing your form. To be regular in your study is a main aspect, and in that too, it is not just in attending class, but in every aspect. The more regular you are, the more of a ruler you will become. So what do you have to do? You have to be regular in all aspects. From the time you wake up at Amrit Vela, you must be regular in your every thought, word and action. Not even one word should be wasteful. When important people of this world give a speech, their words are fixed. You are also the most important of all people, so your words should also be fixed. They should not be mixed with Maya. Those who are regular in such a way have success guaranteed in their service. Whilst carrying out every task for the conference, you must not forget that you are the images that grant visions in front of the world. When you become the image that grants visions, others will automatically have a vision of Bap Dada through you. That will happen when you make yourself a practical example of Gyan and Yoga. The more you make yourself a practical example, the more you will reveal the Father. Acha Om Shanti.